Kirk, how you doing?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good. Kirk, Ottawa's got the first pick. Winnipeg has second. Where do you see them leading? Are they taking an offensive lineman, or do you think there's any chance they maybe look at the running back out of Manitoba?
Good question. I really believe that they're looking at the offensive line. They definitely need another starter there. You know, Anthony Coombs, I talked to Anthony Coombs today, and like he said, he's a luxury, not a necessity. And the Bombers definitely need an offensive lineman, so I certainly see them going that way.
And for all the people I've talked to, I'm sure the people you've talked to, you know, there's Duvernay-Tardif, who just went in the NFL draft. There's Fucal, and there's Lavertue. Those are, you know, in most people's books, the three best offensive linemen. Then you've got Goosen out of Simon Fraser. How much of a drop do you think, if any, is there from the top three down to Goosen?
I think there is a little bit there. The more I've talked to people today, and the more I talk to people, the more they say there is a fairly significant gap between Lavertue and Goosen. Duvernay-Tardif is the guy. He's probably going to be in the NFL, and it'll be interesting to see how far he goes. Foucault is the tackle, and he's a very talented guy. He could also play guard as well. And Lavertue is the most ready, basically, of all of them to play pro football. So those three do stand out. And Goosen, who has played American football rules for his whole life because he grew up in BC where they play four downs, and then Simon Fraser also plays four downs, I think that might be figuring into why some teams might be souring on Goosen a bit. But, you know, he also didn't have that great of a combine either in Toronto. So I still think he's not down with the rest of the offensive linemen, but he's, like you said, he's not up with the big three right now.
What are you hearing out of Ottawa? Are they taking an O-lineman?
I assume so. Marcel Desjardins should work for a spy agency because that guy keeps things locked up more than you wouldn't believe. Nobody has any idea what Ottawa is going to do, but they did lose Marwan Hage, and they have Edmonton's old center there in Alex Krosnick-Groh there, and they need him. They need a center just as badly as Winnipeg does, and that's why I think that Lavertue is going to be their guy. That's who I would go with. But there were rumblings last week that Ottawa was very interested in Quinn Smith, the guy who tested positive for steroids.
Yes.
Apparently Miles Garrell, who is one of Ottawa's scouts, is a huge fan of Quinn Smith, who Quinn Smith did dominate the combine. Of course, he did test positive for steroids, but you know, they still think he's going to be good because he put up some similar numbers last year, and the thinking is he wouldn't have been able to do it 2 years in a row. So Ottawa, I think, was looking there at Quinn Smith possibly to go first overall and convert him to guard, but I still think Lavertue has to be their guy.
What are you hearing on Smith? This, you know, the testing positive to steroids, how will it impact them? Because it didn't happen while he was in the CFL.
No, that's true. And I think a lot of teams will look past that as a result.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, a lot of people said, well, you know, people will say that they're disappointed and he might drop, but they're probably just lying and waiting for him to come to them. You know, that was one cynical GM's take on the proceedings. You know, like I said earlier, if he is to believe that he started taking this supplement this winter, teams are under the assumption that he put up similar numbers last year to this year, not on steroids. So they think he can produce even without, you know, some help, so to speak. So I don't think he's going to drop that far. I still think, from what I'm hearing, that he could definitely go in the first round still.
Kirk Benton joins us talking CFL draft, which goes tomorrow. Eskimos with the number three pick. Winnipeg has the number two pick. I don't see any team, at least in the top three, Edmonton and Winnipeg specifically, you can't take a risk on Duvernay-Tardif, even though he's probably the best O-lineman. He was just drafted into the NFL and you know, is likely going to sign there and stay at least 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a definite no-go. Although, you know, Dwayne Ford said some interesting things last week. And it was a good point by him. Because of Duvernay-Tardif's rawness in the game, that makes him more likely than others in his situation, getting drafted that high, of maybe coming back to Canada sooner than somebody else would. And that kind of makes sense. You know, he might get down there and just, and you know, like he is very physically gifted, of course, but he's never really gone against these guys and has never received that kind of coaching. So, but no, you don't touch him. I don't think at all. There's no way. I don't think any team would even bother to take him in the first or second round. I think he's probably going to get drafted just because of the shallow aspect of this draft, but I just don't see any point in doing it. And I don't even know if it would make sense for the Bombers or the Eskimos to go after him because he's going to Carolina's minicamp on Thursday, and the Bombers got bit badly last year when they took Andy Mulumba second overall, and he ended up starting for the Green Bay Packers at the end of their season and in the playoffs. So there's no way the Bombers would take Foucault. They would probably hear it big time from their fans, and Edmonton needs immediate help too. So if I'm them, I don't know. I think I'm looking elsewhere to find some immediate help.
So if Laberteau's going first to Ottawa, who do you think the Bombers, what are they going to do then? Would they go and take Goosen, or would they go off the board and take a defensive lineman like Gill or Ainsworth?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I still think they go with Goosen. They brought in both Goosen and Laberteau for private workouts with their O-line coach, Bob Wiley.
Okay.
And who knows what Bob Wiley felt about them. I think he has a lot of say in who they're going to pick. And Bob Wiley, you never know what Bob Wiley's thinking. He's kind of an off-the-wall kind of O-line coach, so who knows how, you know, how he's thinking there. But, I still think they have to go there. They cannot take a chance with somebody else who's not guaranteed to be a starter. They need a starter, and I think Goosen maybe might not be ready right off the bat, but he's the closest one, aside from Laberteau, from being that guy.
Kirk Penton joins us from Winnipeg. So there's two, let's say Goosen's gone now and Laberteau. I don't know if the Eskimos take a risk on Foucault. I would agree with you on that because of the Carolina estimation. There's really no other old lineman I see close to being a guy you would take third overall. Do you see a team that's willing to move up so the Eskimos could potentially trade down and get another pick?
That is possible. You know, the BC Lions are in desperate need of some O-line help as well. Apparently they're doing all that they can to move up. I'm not sure how much they're having. Obviously nothing's happened yet, but with how uncertain this year's draft is and no clear-cut number one and kind of players being, you know, very specific to a team's needs, it wouldn't surprise me if there was a bunch of trades happening tomorrow. And because it starts at 7 o'clock at night Eastern, these guys are going to have all day to make these last-minute trades, unlike in the past when it started at noon. So something tells me that there could be a lot of going on and something could happen tomorrow. But, I guess that's always an option. I think going down in this one, you know, isn't the worst idea just because it is such a shallow draft.
Yeah, it's not very deep at all, is it?
No. So it's like once you get past the first couple of guys, what's the harm in going down a few more? So I don't know if you can do that, if you want to necessarily do that if you're the Eskimos, but you know, if you can get a couple of other guys and, you know, if the guys you really want are gone at 1-2, then, you know, it might not be the worst thing in the world.
The Bombers overall, Kirk, any reason to believe they'll be better this year?
Well, I would say yes, because you can't be much worse than 3-15. But that's just me being a smart aleck. So, there are big question marks. Their O-line, as we've discussed, is not very good at all. Their quarterback, their starting quarterback, has four career starts in the CFL, two of them meaningless games at the end of the season for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. That's Drew Willey. And I was just looking at their Canadian talent leading up to the draft in the research I was doing, and their Canadian talent is by far the worst in the league. It's just, it needs so much work, and it's something that you can't fix overnight. And Canadian talent is imperative to success in this league. So they have, unlike in the past when Joe Mack just sat on his hands all offseason, they did bring in some veterans, some leadership, Corey Banks, guys like that. Chris Randall from Calgary should be all right. Donovan Alexander, let go by the Eskimos, probably going to be a starter under Gary Echeverry in the defense. So I think they should be better than three wins, but I don't think it's going to be that much better.
Kirk, we appreciate it. Interesting tomorrow in the draft. I expect some early wheeling and dealing in the first round.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be a very entertaining night.